NFB News line registered trademark continues to grow, spread, and connect blind Nebraskans to the information they need every single day. Bees and butterflies may travel from flower to flower gathering what they need. And NFB Newsline registered trademark subscribers do much the same as they move from newspapers to magazines, TV listings to weather alerts, gathering news and information from Nebraska, across the country, and around the world. NFB Newsline registered trademark helps keep people informed, independent, and connected no matter where life has planted them. Recently, I ran into a subscriber outside a doctor's office, and we started talking about NFB Newsline registered trademark. He told me he originally came from New Jersey and still enjoys keeping up with the news back home as well as surrounding states. Thanks to NFB Newsline registered trademark, he can stay connected without needing newspapers delivered through the mail, depending on someone else to read them aloud, or struggling to read the print on a CCTV. Stories like this remind us why NFB Newsline registered trademark is so important. It gives blind people direct, independent access to information in ways that were once difficult or impossible. This quarter, Nebraska NFB Newsline registered trademark served 2,180 subscribers statewide. While we did not add any new subscribers this quarter, our existing subscribers remained very active. February saw 431 telephone calls totaling 5,839 reading minutes with an average call length of 13.55 minutes. March brought 348 calls totaling 5,254 minutes, with the average call length increasing to 15.10 minutes. Then in April, subscribers logged 420 calls and an impressive 7,736 reading minutes, with the longest average call length of the quarter at 18.42 minutes. That tells me subscribers are not just quickly buzzing through headlines. They are really spending time exploring content they enjoy. Online usage also stayed strong throughout the quarter. Subscribers accessed NFB Newsline and registered trademark online 5,180 times in February, 3,751 times in March, and 2,393 times in April. The NFB Newsline registered trademark mobile app continued attracting users as well, with 432 mobile sessions in February, 637 in March, and 561 in April. Automatic in your pocket downloads delivered hundreds of publications directly to subscribers' devices every month, while email delivery services remained steady throughout the quarter. When we look at most popular content categories, Nebraska newspapers once again led the way like a field full of bright prairie wildflowers, averaging well over 4,000 accesses each month. National newspapers remained strong as well, with subscribers clearly enjoying the ability to gather information from across the country. TV listings, magazines, and breaking news online also continued seeing consistent use. One category that really caught my attention this quarter was Nebraska local channels, which jumped from 10 accesses in February to 54 in April. It is always interesting to watch how subscriber interest shift and grow over time, much like the changing moves across the Nebraska spring landscape. As we look ahead, one thing that stood out to me this quarter is that we did not add any new subscribers. While our current users remain active and engaged, it also reminds me that there are still many blind Nebraskans who may not yet know everything NFB Newsline Registered Trademark has to offer. Continued outreach and education will help the service continue to bloom and reach even more people across our state. With several new staff members now at the Commission for the Blind, this may be a great opportunity to provide a presentation at either a district or statewide staff meeting to make sure everyone has the information and tools needed to fully explain NFB Newsline Registered Trademark to their clients. The more people who understand what NFB and Newsline Registered Trademark offers, the more blind Nebraskans we can help connect with this incredible service. Thank you for supporting NFB Newsline Registered Trademark. If you have questions, feel free to contact me anytime.
Thank you, Linda. At this point, we are now at the Client Assistance Program, or CAP, complaints or issues. Do we have any new complaints or issues for CAP?
No.
None? Okay. We're speed along. Next thing on the agenda is a break. We had 15 minutes planned for that. It's currently 10:27, so 10:42, give or take.
Yep.
So we'll reconvene at 10:42.